What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Spike Chick 3. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. My arm's 6 feet long, but I can't be 6 feet away. So cover your eyes and your ears and your mouth. So if I sneeze, I don't want to give you your ha-chews to yourself. Keep all your ha-chews to yourself. This is the Spike on the Mic Show coming at you from undisclosed locations. And we are here trying to entertain you for 47 and a half minutes. Probably a little shorter because our intro is going to be 15 minutes of that. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic Show, and we're coming at you again. Like I said, from everywhere. If it sounds like I'm filibustering or stalling, it's because I like this song. I just like that part right there. Anyway, so this is Spike on the Mic Show, and listen, I'm here. I can't do this by myself. I refuse to do this by myself. So, without further ado, I have to introduce the crew. Man, putting the sounds through your eardrums to make you go is the one, the only. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking very well, Spike. Thank you. How are you sticking?
Well, you know, you can't keep Chuck in a truck.
All right.
Sticking like Chuck. Stuck like, yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Somebody who really knows what we mean is the reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen. And we were worried, a little worried, because he wasn't here for the pre-show. But, you know, if he's here, we here. This is the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I don't want to keep the audience out there in the dark. So what I'm going to say is I'm looking forward to a really great show. I know you've got a lot of great topics. And I can hardly wait to get started.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great. Hey, Steve. The microphone, where is it?
Not anywhere near your face.
Yeah. Is it down on the floor?
No.
That's where you found it last time. Yeah.
We heard every word he said.
Yeah, but barely. He needs to have it up clipped to his shirt the way he does.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. That was awesome, whatever he said. So you got.
Oh, that was just fabulous, yeah. Because he, you know, he kisses a certain part of your anatomy. All the time.
This is what I smell. This is called bitter. That's what I smell. I smell bitter. So speaking of bitter.
I wouldn't expect it to smell bitter, but yeah.
Just keep it rolling with the man who knows a lot. We like to call him Bill Smots. Bill Smots, how you sticking?
You're going to be afraid you asked.
Okay, so let me throw this out there to you. Breathe. Take a second, then speak, because usually the first part of your sentences are usually cut off. So let's try it again. How you sticking?
I said, you're going to be afraid you asked, but I'm sticking like diarrhea to the back of a bowl.
Oh,
man, the back of the bowl.
Back of the bowl?
So there was a real blast, apparently.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Well, we hope you got a hazel to clean that up.
Yeah.
So well, let's go. What?
Her name's Spike.
Oh. Her name is Spike.
Her yes. name is Spike. I know. I don't know. So, Smots, I don't know what's going on with you, but you coming like in the echo chamber. And so maybe you need, I don't know what it is. Maybe we on a speakerphone or something?
No. He's in the bathroom on the toilet.
Yes. Oh, look, there's light.
I think it's the Voice of Reason's microphone.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's where it is. Well, then, if you're using the Voice of Reason's microphone, then you should be more kinder and gentler to the namesake.
Oh, I was going to say the bowl.
So let's go ahead and finish out this Resistance Fighters crew. This is the one, the lovely, talented Miss Billy's. How you sticking?
Now, what I said before is even more relevant. I'm sticking like toilet paper to the bottom of my shoe.
Yeah.
Man, you and the smarts has been got.
Yeah.
It's not even Taco Tuesday.
It's not even Taco Tuesday.
Jeez. Well, hey, Boyce, how you doing?
Doing great. I had one of those moments like they do on CNN where the dog comes into the room or the little kid comes into the room.
Oh, yeah. Really? I love that video.
You know, it's the microphone that you're raising up in the air and down again. That has an effect on
coming
your voice.
In. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh. He only spent all that time looking for it. He literally spent all that time looking for it.
Oh, only you would pick up on that, P-Dub.
No, everyone picked up on that. That's the way the show works.
You think other people notice?
The sound of your microphone goes out to millions of people.
Millions of...
Yes.
Tens of people.
Yeah.
I mean, just...
A couple of people. I think maybe Kim and Roz. I know, that's it.
I got people.
Oh, let me text my friend Mark and see if he'll listen.
Oh, good, yeah.
I got.
Ooh, three listeners. Yeah.
I got this to say about that. I'm sorry I ruined your Black Panther party.
That's okay, because without you, there would be no us. Because you are the reason, you're the reason we're here. So
yeah, without white people, there'd be no Black Panther party.
Exactly.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth.
Anyway, let's go ahead and continue on with our housekeepings. So we are here, ladies and gentlemen. We are here to entertain you with three things.
Oh, I know this.
The past, the present, and the future.
Exactly. We get you with those three things here, the past, the present, and the future. So if you want to participate and play and maybe talk about one of those three things, you can always give us a call at
813-699-3900.
I said 813-699.
What?
3900.
Yeah.
So Gasman says it sounds like we need Pepto-Bismol as a sponsor.
Yes, and since the gas man is on assignment right now, he's doing research and development for the SOTM. So, and he's listening. Thank you again for listening, gas man. That counts as not an absent day from work. See, you know, so your vacation request hasn't been fully approved, but it's not an unexcused absence now.
Talk a lot. I realize that there's some technical things I have to set up here.
Uh-oh. So sounds like we're really in the bottom of the chambers.
Does everybody need to talk a lot?
Well, no. We just need to kill, a little time.
Oh, okay. So you just do your thing.
That just sounds like our normal introduction, which is usually 20 to 15 minutes.
All right. I think I'm ready for the rest.
Okay. I was just going into my ditch digging story.
Did you notice when you said 699-3900 that a picture of like a mountain came up or something? Yeah, no, that was supposed to be this here.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. And apparently there was a piece of software I forgot to start.
You forgot something?
Yeah.
But here's the beauty of it.
Yes.
Well, that makes us equal then. I forgot my microphone.
Yeah.
I forgot my sanity.
Ooh.
And we're all human. We're all human, right?
Smosh forgot how to use the bowl. So we'll go with that.
Spike, you're going to forget something one of these days, I bet.
I think I knew how to use the bowl.
Yeah, I think that was appropriate use of the bowl. Yeah.
It all got into the bowl.
Yeah, you don't want sides, that blasting out somewhere else. Bowl. Yeah.
Ooh. Listen, I'm a very visual person.
Yeah.
I want to visualize that. Please don't let me visualize.
None of us do.
Well, like I said,
if he had leaned forward, it wouldn't be all over the back of the bowl, though. I mean, if he'd leaned backward a little bit more.
Oh.
I'll take a picture next time for you, Spike. That way you can really visualize it.
Yeah.
trust and believe, Spike is not the one that's curious. The voice is giving you techniques and
procedures. Yeah, yeah. Lean back a little bit, and you won't hit the back of the bowl so much.
Okay. This show is going straight to the bowl.
Yeah, but then I might hit my own body parts.
Oh, yeah. Cool. You don't want that happening.
Ooh.
You'd really be in it then.
Yeah.
Yeah, better the back of the bowl.
Yes.
Oh, you guys done with that?
Pretty much.
I think we could move on from here.
Yeah.
So while we're doing it, let's go ahead and let's talk to the sponsors.
Ooh. The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Correct since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Oh man, we came close to free chicken.
Oh,
so he came in second, so there is free
pickles.
Fried pickles. And all the right. Fried pickles are delicious, especially that remoulade sauce that comes along with it. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. So all participating Hooters, ladies and gentlemen, if you go up there and tell them that Chase Elliott was in the top 10, matter of fact, he came in second, they will provide you an order of free fried pickles, which is delicious with your order.
Yes.
And tell them Spike on the Mic sent you. And if you want to, if since we have, what, five listeners?
Yeah.
We'll even pick up the pickles. Let me stop telling that lie.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
Yeah, don't get us in trouble.
Send the bill to Spike.
Yes.
Yeah, and like a big shout out to our sponsors out there, especially the Sunshine 96.7.
Yeah.
Oh God, I got it right. I even wrote it down.
And nice.
I think somewhere in the lexicon of information, I heard that station is doing very well. We're doing very well on there.
They are.
And thank you guys for carrying all this nonsense and making it the number one show on Sunshine 96.7. See, you just say stuff and people believe it.
Yeah. On Sunshine 96.7, we're on Tuesday nights, like at 10 o'clock, I think, at night. Oh, gosh, it's good.
Okay, well, you know, cab drivers and Uber drivers, they need love, too.
That's right.
No, I mean, that's the time when we're appropriate.
Oh, this is just in. About 5 minutes ago, we lost one of our sponsors, but picked up another one. American Standard is now a new sponsor.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, there we go. And
sorry, it's all just clicking. Sorry, I'm very slow. I'm tired.
That means I need to go out and get a new one because I have a Kohler.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, maybe you're not going to have to buy a new one. You'll be given a new one because it's a new sponsor.
Oh, no. After this, I'm going to have to buy one.
Oh, really?
If you guys notice that I'm sitting here quietly.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here quietly and confused.
Yeah.
He said we got to buy a new cooler. And then
Kohler makes porcelain devices.
As does American Standard.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Things that you sit on and make loud noises.
Well, you sit on and contemplate the meaning of life.
Yes.
Oh, okay. But something that will really help you guys contemplate the meaning of life is what we like to call the cow chip news of the day.
Oh, boy.
Really? Cow chip. This is an interesting cow chip here. A boy was saved from a gruesome train wreck by the brother of a man who would later become very famous.
I know this one.
You know this story?
You do?
But go ahead.
while traveling to D.C. on a crowded train, pressed against the plane. He pressed himself against the train to let others pass. But as the train started to move, this young lad fell between the train and the platform.
Oh.
And almost getting squished and crushed by the train. But luckily, there was a stage conductor that snatched the kid up by his trousers and pulled him back to safety.
Wow.
Who is that kid, you ask? That kid by the name of Robert Todd Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln's son was saved by John Wilkes Booth's brother.
Holy Stromboli.
Wow.
You know, we are going to look that up because, you know.
No, that's true. That's it.
That sounds totally made up. Yeah.
If it's a myth, it's a well-known one, and a widely spread one.
Because, Boyce, you've heard that before?
I've heard that before, yes.
Yeah.
It's like Erie.
Yeah, I don't know where that got to do. It's a scary.
Lake just, Erie?
Erie, yes.
Yeah, lake Erie, yeah.
Like a big lake.
Erie. It was near Lake Erie, yeah.
I think it's the biggest. No, Superior's the biggest one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, while you're doing that and getting superior, we also got to make sure your mind is superior. So we have to give you what we like to call the big A word of the day.
Oh!
That story was in Wikipedia. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh.
All right, now that was a perfectly timed oop, oop.
Thank you.
Here is the word of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
Suborn.
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 Suborn. Suborn. Not Jason or somebody else born. Jason born. Somebody else born. Suborn.
Jason born. You're right. Jason born.
Suborn.
Suborn.
Can you spell it for me?
Yes. S-U-B-O-R-N.
Okay, it's in the chat so everybody can visualize it.
One, William Smots, do you have any idea what suborn means?
I think so.
You say yes or no?
I think so.
I think so. All right, voice of reason?
No.
Miss Billy's?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, why is this thing saying Spike sucks in here again? This chat. We gotta figure out a chat, man. We gotta spell check that mother trucker. Right? PW, you have any idea what suborn is?
No idea, really.
Oh, well, Smots is the only one who has a possible.
It had to do with the law.
Oh, you nice.
You telling, or you just screaming?
No, I'm asking because you say you don't want to say it until the end of the show.
That's
I'm
enough.
If it has to do with the law.
So if
There we go.
I mean, so I can't answer that question because we're trying to get our 1,700 listeners to stick around to the end of the show.
Get the definition. I'm just asking because I said I think I know it, I'm right, but if it doesn't have to do with the law, then I'm not really thinking maybe
Uh-oh.
The same word.
Spike's dying.
Hurt myself. But we'll press on. Oh, my God.
Oh, don't squeeze them that hard.
I sat on them wrong. Sorry.
How old are you, Spike?
Oh, Barry.
Yeah, when you reach this age, you do sit on them every once in a while.
He's just learning, beginning to learn. That'll only happen about 10 more times.
Oh, my gravy. All right. Let's just go ahead and do topic change of music.
Oh, my God. That means I'm going to have to press some sort of a button.
Yes.
Now it's time to change the topic, even though we haven't had a topic yet, really, on the Spike and the Mike Show.
Right. This is a quick update here. I like to call this topic here, This Is How It Ended.
This is how it ended.
If you guys remember last week or whenever it was, we were talking about this lady who was found on an island by herself.
Yes.
Yes.
She didn't know anything about herself.
Yeah, I know.
We went around the room and we decided how will it end. Do you guys remember how you guys quoted it would end?
Probably global warfare.
I think
I remember what I said. I said she'd marry find a magic lantern and marry a handsome prince.
Oh, and I said that somebody was going to claim her that wasn't actually related to her, and then make her do manual labor.
Oh yes, you did.
Oh yeah, that's right. Hey,
what did Kim say? Kim said something.
I don't remember.
She said, hi, how you guys doing?
So 8:01 every Monday, I take a forget-me drug, but I forget to blast out.
Why don't you just get that device that it had in Men in Black?
Yeah.
Yeah, good, just but it doesn't technically work.
Okay, yeah, well, so it's, anyway, well, you guys will be happy to know how it ended it. Well, the authorities posted a picture of said woman, and she was quickly identified, and I have it right here, by the name of
Brian Laundrie.
Oh, no.
Wow. It's amazing.
When the hell I just had it?
Two
right
birds
here.
With one stone.
Well, she has been identified as a woman by the name of Danielia Adamkova. She's 57 years old from Slovakia, and she used to live in the United States.
Slovakia, believe it or not, yes.
From 1984 till 2015, she was a costume jewelry designer. She even designed costume jewelry for Diana Ross, Bridget Bordeaux, and Barbara Streisand.
Wow. So
her friends saw the picture of her out there on the internets and the web and the missing persons, and they identified her and they brought her back home to safety. So it didn't end like any of us had hoped or pretended or wished it did.
You know, I saw a picture that went with that article about her being figured out.
Right.
She looked bad. She really was beat up.
She had a scratch on the nose. You don't know who you are, you know. So you have to do. All right. So listen, I'll just give you an update on how will it end. But let's go ahead and do Topic Change of Music real quick.
Oh, again. All right. Now we're actually going to have a second topic on the Spike and the Mike Show. Yeah.
Get rid of that. So next question I'd like to ask you guys. We like to call this topic here, what would you do?
What would you do?
Yes. So I'm going to give you guys a scenario, and you let me know what would you do. But while I'm giving you the scenario, I want you to do this for me right now. Think of your most favorite or closest person to you. Don't say their name. Just think of that, your significant other or a good friend or a parent. Think of that person as, and let me know when you have it. Say I when you have that person.
Got I.
It. It is I.
I didn't hear you, Smots.
What?
I didn't hear you. You're supposed to say I when you get when you have that famous, not a famous, that favorite person closest to you.
When I hear the favorite person closest to me?
Think of it. Yeah.
Think of your favorite person, the person that you're closest with.
Okay.
It could be a family member, anybody, just somebody that you're close to. It can be a good friend. All right.
He said, okay. So that must be okay.
You guys all have that person in mind, right? Yes.
Yes. And it's funny that you should say, we all should say I, because in my case, it's I.
No, it has to be another person.
Oh, it has to be someone else?
I get it.
Oh.
Anyway. Oh.
Someone beside yourself.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to think.
Think about somebody. It'd be their closest friend, an old friend, a parent, mother, daughter, sister, brother, cousin, or a girlfriend.
Someone beside myself.
Other than it has to be a human, not a dog or a cat. Anyway.
Okay.
You got to have that person. Now, here's a scenario. What would you do? Let's say you and that person were in the mall shopping.
Right.
Right? And you guys were just walking through the mall in a store. And as you get ready to leave, the person asks you to hold this bag because that person wants to look in their wallet for something else.
Okay,
and
yeah. So,
as you guys do, y'all walk out of the door. The alarm goes off. Security rushes you for shoplifting. What do you do? Do you take the rap or do you pass it on? Just think about it before you, or do you pass it on to your favorite person that you were shopping with? And I'll start out with you, since you forget real quick. Smots, what do you do?
Well, if they handed me their bag, so they were trying to set me up. Oh yeah, they're going down if they're trying to set me up.
So
are you implying it was an accident or not?
You make the determination.
Wait, I need an explanation. So are you saying a stranger came up to me and my other person?
No.
You're saying my other person gave me a bag.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
No, okay. That's not what he's saying.
Yes, that is what he's
saying.
My
favorite person in the world gave me a bag and now I'm a shoplifter?
Yep.
Yes. No, you're walking out of the store and the alarm
exactly
rushes you. And so now the cops stop you. What do you do?
No, but wait a minute. Do I know the person that it's handed me the bag?
It's your favorite person handed you the bag and got you
handed you the bag.
I do something wrong?
I think so.
No, you didn't do anything wrong. Okay, here's what I would do. I would take the rap because I don't think she would be able to do the jail time as easily as I could.
So you would take the rap for your favorite person, right?
Yeah.
All right, Billy? Okay.
I would absolutely not take the rap. I would tell on my favorite person because they would no longer be my favorite person. If somebody did that to me, yeah, no. I'm not taking the rap. You're going down for that.
All right. What's the name? PWs?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but I'm white. So the store security would stop me and say, "What black guy handed you that?" And I would say my favorite person, Spike.
He's not here right now, but
I can give his phone number, huh?
And then they would let you go.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. What's your name? Voice of Reason?
My favorite person would, if that happened, it would have been an accident and it would never.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So what would have been an accident? They would have put something bad into their bag, or it would have been an accident they handed you the bag, even though they asked you to hold it?
Something they didn't pay for fell into their bag would have been totally an accident.
Let me reframe the story since everybody's confusing. You and your favorite person are in the mall, in the shopping store. An item accidentally fell into the bag without either of you two knowing it.
Oh, wow.
Now, how about, and then they ask you to hold the bag while they're looking for something in their wallet or their purse or something as you guys are walking out the store. Now the alarm goes off and the security grabs you. Do you take the rap or do you say, hey, this isn't even my bag?
Yeah, now, well, one of us is going to have to explain how something got into the bag. I didn't put it in there. It's not my bag. So the other person can explain how it got into the bag. Then they can go watch the video cameras. Oh, it was an accident. Or no, this person actually stole it. Well, that person putting me into a position, I shouldn't have to be put into a position that was not there.
Right. Now, that part is true. But this part of the scenario is...
Well, you're assuming it's an accident. How do they know? Maybe that person doesn't consider me their favorite person and they're just trying to get me to go to jail.
So you're going to rat on your favorite person?
I'm going to say it's not my bag. I will defend them. Look, I can't imagine. I never saw them put anything. I'd say this is something that fell in by an accident, but it's not my bag.
Okay.
All right. I would defend them.
I'm with Schmutz. Not knowing anything,
no, I would defend them.
But if then they pulled the tape and it was an accident, okay, everything's good. Then they pull the tape. And it's not an accident. And then clearly that person is then giving me a bag of stolen items. I'm not defending them.
Yeah, shouldn't your friend be going like that? Oh, wait, that's my bag. I mean, if they're going to put me onto the spot for holding the bag, then they're sitting there. They've obviously tried to do something. They should take an accountability. Go, I asked them to hold that bag. I don't know anything about it. Or if they don't do that, then they intentionally did it. So the premise that it's an accident is kind of a piss poor excuse here, but I guess it's par for the topics we usually get.
So why are you surprised?
My favorite
I would just point
would
at Spike
for a fact that it was me who slipped the stolen stuff into their bag.
Oh.
PW, what were you about to say?
I said I would just point at you. That's all.
Just point.
Yeah. Ask that guy. Yeah.
All right. So in that same vein, let's say that favorite person, you guys were going to the mall and that person picked you up in the car and it was five of y'all. It was four. It was one, two, three. It was four, three people in the car and you were the fourth person in the car.
Now I need a ride home.
And that person picking you up and y'all go to the mall. But while you're going to the mall, the cops pull you over and they find a gun in there. Now, and the cops bring you out individually. Do you tell whose gun it is?
I don't know whose gun that is. It's not my car.
Okay,
so I wouldn't know whose gun it is.
Okay, so Voice of Reason, you would say I don't know whose gun it is. Also,
are you saying that
If I say it's my gun, do I get to keep it?
Yeah,
yeah, you get to keep it.
It's my gun.
Yeah.
But you might.
No, I'm the fourth person picked up in a car. Right, am I supposed to know who this gun belongs to before the cops get there?
Of course. It's a topic typical of the Spike on the Mic show.
Yeah.
You're supposed to know it all.
I'm guessing that I don't know whose gun it is. I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth. I don't know whose gun that is.
Exactly. I have no idea.
Okay. Well, that's where you guys will do
mine now.
Well, no, I would say it must be mine, and I would show my permit.
Mm. Okay. Well, see, everybody has a different, because I think I probably would say it's not my gun. I don't know whose it is. I don't know who. I don't even know who caught it.
Yeah, but you're going to jail. You realize that.
So apparently it was your gun.
Even though who caught it was.
So. Gas just said, hold on. I get in enough criminal trouble on my own. I don't need my favorite person helping me.
That's right.
And what I'm having a little issue with is like Spike is assuming we should lie to authorities, you know? All I'm doing is telling the truth. I will tell the truth. You know, if an authority is going to come up, you respect the authority. Just like Cartman says.
Yes. Exactly.
I totally understand your respect for authority. I am just wondering your loyalty to your friends.
I'm just telling the
truth. No, I'm sorry. Not your friends. Your favorite person.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I can say, it's not mine. I mean, I'm going to have to face the $10,000 in attorney fees and court costs and everything else. And my friend's probably just going to go, oh, well, yeah, okay. I'm going to have to do that. Why should I have to do that? Well, if it's your friend's bag, how can your, and your, they're your good friend, why can't they just take a responsibility going, I handed him the bag. I didn't, you know, let you go that way. And so if I'm the fourth person in a car, how the hell am I supposed to know whose gun it is?
The person that I've got in my head
to make the sacrifice,
right? I mean, I know the person is that my favorite person in my head. In that scenario, he would have immediately taken the bag from me and said, "Oh, this is mine. What's the problem, officer? Oh, I don't know what." He would have just taken control of the situation.
Oh, cool.
It would never have been a trying to hide kind of.
What are you saying? I'm not your favorite person.
Favorite person.
There you go.
What you say?
And I think copying to potential felonies that aren't you, yeah, I think that's an issue. But I mean, if it's something there, it's a misdemeanor, like who put the flaming dog crap on my front door? I'm not going to go, oh, it was him. You know what? I'll deal with it.
Okay.
So, I guess to bring this full circle, would you take the rap for your favorite person, PW? Yeah. Yes or no?
No, absolutely not.
Billis?
No. I'm not a criminal. I'm not going to face consequences for a crime that someone else committed. No.
But wait. I would lie. I would say, that's my gun because I have a permit.
So that's taking the rap for you.
I would take the... That's not really taking the rap.
But then there's no crime.
Yeah, there's no crime. I show the permit to the cop and he hands me your gun. And
Spike,
you can't stop me from taking it home.
Spike, I'll put it this way, because you have a theory on maybe one of the world's most famous crimes that is there. Did OJ take a rap for his son?
Yes.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
What? No, he didn't.
Okay, one more time. Yeah, he did.
For his son?
He didn't admit to doing it. Oh, Spike's theory is OJ's son killed Nicole and Ron Goldman, not OJ. Oh.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that wholeheartedly, 100%. Okay, so any more taking raps? So, and like I say, these are just things that popped in my head, and one situation kind of happened. There was a group of y'all out there shooting a gun, and someone accidentally got shot in the hand. The tip of the hand got shot. The authorities come, and they say, "Who shot him? Would you tell Billy?"
Honestly, knowing myself, I would probably just tell the truth.
Mm. PWs?
Yeah, I'd tell him I shot him. And I'd shoot him again.
What if you didn't shoot him?
Oh.
You just out there in the crowd of people and, you know, y'all.
Oh, I would tell him I didn't shoot him. Yeah.
Why? They would say, who shot him?
Oh, I don't know. Must have been some black guy.
What is that?
He knows the truth, man.
Yeah.
Get out of job card. Get out of job. Get out of jail free card.
Exactly.
What's your name? Voice of Reason.
If I accidentally shot somebody's fingertip off, I would tell them? Yeah, I'd have to tell them.
Let's say it's you and 5-6 of your closest friends.
Yeah.
Just shooting guns and cans in the wood.
Yeah.
And somebody accidentally shot one of your other friends.
Not
just
you.
Just on the finger. Just a nick. I mean, it's not life-threatening anything. It's just a little nick on the finger.
A little nick.
And somehow the authorities came out there and said, okay, now we have to investigate a gunshot.
I shot him.
Who shot him? Would you say you shot him?
I would say it was an accident.
Definitely I shot him. Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to. And I'd also have to shoot my own finger.
I want to hang out with you. So, Smots, I know you just...
Tell the truth.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, am I going to... I have no idea. There's no one out there if why wouldn't the person with the finger nipped off tell on him? I'm not. It's their finger.
And it was an accident. So it's not like a crime.
Yeah.
You know, if it was just an accident. Now, if, you know, everybody was drunk, then we're all getting arrested because we're firing firearms while intoxicated. I don't know if that's a crime or not.
That's not a crime.
I was just watching. I didn't fire anything.
He got it.
If I was at a gun shooting party, that probably would have been true, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just
So, Spike, what happened?
I was just learning you guys is how.
I get it. But
Spike clearly wants to commit crimes and wants to know if we'll help him or if we will protect him or if we will rat on him.
Something happened. What happened? What was it, Spike? What happened?
Oh, I'm never going to tell. I'm not going to rat on.
Okay. This is all a friend of yours.
Yeah.
Hypothetically. Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe after hours, you'll let us know what happened.
Yeah. All right. So let's go topic changing music.
All right. We're going to have another topic, even though we had that last topic on the Spike and the Mike Show.
All right, I'd like to call this topic here, Till Death Do Them Part.
Till Death Do Them Part?
Yeah. All right, this is a kind of a crazy story. And I'd like to know, how would you guys rule on this? How would the resistance fighters rule? And if anybody else wants to rule on this, you can give us a call at 813-699-3900.
Yeah.
All right. There was a wealthy couple who started this Russian cryogenic firm. And I guess it's one of them firms where you give your head and your body parts to keep it frozen. So if they figure out how to bring you back to life, you would do that, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Some baseball guy, I think, did this.
Sure. Walt Disney.
Ted Williams.
Yeah.
Right. All right. And so this wealthy couple, they got into an argument, and 41-year-old Danielle. Anyway, the husband and wife got a divorce, and they worked their lives off to start this cryogenic firm.
Sure.
Okay.
So now in this mess of this divorce, they're trying to split up the assets. Well, the guy, of course, thinks that it's his spot, it's his facility, and the girl thinks she should get half of it. So the wife hired a health department of surgeons to go in there, and they stole half of the heads.
And what?
So she's saying that she thinks she's entitled to half of the heads for the bodies in the giant cryogenic, what is it, liquid nitrogen tanks.
By half of the heads, I'm guessing, like, you're talking about quantity. They didn't, like, split these heads in half.
No, it wasn't a King Solomon thing.
Yeah, so my question now, of course they're going to court over this, because I'm thinking the families of the living say, hey, we gave cryogenics $60,000 to keep our heads together and keep our bodies, our person's body, you know, frozen in case we bring them back. Now you got half of some people over here and some half over here. How would you rule if you was the judge? Would you rule that the woman had to get her heads back, or just say, hey, half a half? I'll start out with you, Voice of Reason.
Wait, how do you steal a frozen head unless you keep it in this cryogenic chamber?
Well, this woman,
basically, there's nothing to take out of the chamber. It's just money. It's not a matter of taking a head and putting it in your freezer at home.
Are they starting competing business?
The heads must never have been moved.
It's just an ownership issue.
Yeah, it's an ownership issue.
Well, yeah, both parties say they're the rightful owners of this thing here. But right. The lady, I think that she hired this other firm to go out there and get some with some giant cryogenic liquid nitrogen, and they got preserved some of the bodies, and they went and got some of the things.
Well, why would she want them? That she's already been paid the full amount, $60,000, to preserve them. Why would she want them?
Because she thought she's a rightful owner of the company, and he thinks he's a rightful owner of the company. So, Billy, how would you rule?
I don't know. I'd have to know more about the couple and how they ran their business. Whose idea was it? Like, who actually was the idea person? Was it a true 50-50? And what is the benefit of keeping the bodies?
Yeah.
Who's paying that?
That's an important
point. Are you paying like a maintenance fee to keep the body up? Like a, you know, is it a money thing?
I don't know how
there's a lot of questions that I don't know. I can't just say, oh, the lady gets it. Why, how do I know that the lady gets it? I don't know anything about the couple.
Well, she's a lady.
No,
you didn't say the guy was a gentleman.
Yeah, whoa, whoa, whoa. She's a lady.
Right. I need a lot more information.
Yeah. That should have been enough.
Yeah, really.
Peter, she's a lady.
I totally agree with Billy. What advantage does anybody have for possessing the heads?
Or bodies or whatever.
No, yeah. Heads. I'm interested in heads.
How the hell if I don't know?
That's a little odd.
They started this cryogenic company.
Yeah.
And so I'm guessing the advantage of it is...
Are the heads like renting space? Is somebody paying like a monthly fee for that head to be there?
And they just said 36,000.
The woman should get it.
There you go. Billy, I'm with you.
Yeah. She should get all the heads or just half of the heads?
Get all of them.
She's get the whole company?
Yeah,
women
sure.
Like to get head. That's
she is a lady, and she's a lady.
Well, she came in and she said she took the brains and the bones of what she felt belonged to her. Her part of the company, which I don't know how that happens.
So she literally did dismantle the heads, is what you were saying.
No, it just says that she took brains and bones, which she felt belonged to her and her team.
Okay, but I thought you said it's like, so there's different things frozen and kept in place. It's not like the head like Ted Williams.
Yeah, right.
Correct.
Yeah, they have all kinds of
stuff. So she did it. So, all right. So are they, I mean, because you didn't ask me, but what is the purpose of all this? The fact that they're doing competing businesses, they're going to separate and they're each going to have, like she's going to have Brains R Us and then he'll keep sphincters and testes.
Yeah,
sphincters are very important.
He got a bad name of a company. Anybody need to change that?
Yeah. Well, I'm just curious. I mean, what is the purpose of them both wanting to do it? I mean, can't they separate monetarily what they would say would be worth and just have that value if one of them wanted to keep the business?
I'm just thinking it's a scorn. One of the parties is scorned and say, well, I'm going to take, I help you build this company and we build this company together. I get half.
But the scorning isn't about, it's about your customers. I mean, the reason you're doing this is for your customers, and the scorning is anti-customers. So in this case, everything should be sold to another thing and then they get to split the profits. Both of them are out the business.
Mike.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'd like to give it to a lady.
You've been doing it since we
started. He would like to give the heads to a lady.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Like you've been doing it since the story started.
It's all gender based. Let's face it.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, if I was a judge, I rule, okay, y'all cut the company in half. If you got 15 heads, oh, I can't do 15. If you got 16 heads.
Yeah.
And toes and feet and body, you get 8 and you get 8. This is not, because I'm thinking the husband is trying to say that she stole from the company. But since she was a part owner, she didn't. So she has a right to.
Sure. At least half the heads.
The poor people that are getting their bodies moved to.
I know.
Maybe half of them will be cryogenically preserved. Maybe half of them won't. Who do you decide goes with what? Let the families decide who gets which body. At least let the families make the decision. I'd rather have John or Mary have my grandfather's.
Yeah.
Well,
remains.
I was wondering what would the resistance fighters do? How would you feel about that? I tell y'all, these people paid y'all $36,000 to $60,000.
I would say just throw them all in the garbage because cryonics is a joke.
Yeah, that's true too.
It's a joke.
Thaw them out immediately. Gavel down.
Well, let's see. But what about the people that paid all this money to have body parts?
That's their fault.
Yeah, they were foolish.
So you're right. Maybe what we should say is that the company has folded.
Yeah, that's it.
So go get your heads back. But what that's about, it. Hold on a second. The money that I paid Chrono Frozen's, the contract says you will keep this thing until they discover how to resuscitate dead people.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So they sell it to another company that has it, and then they get to keep the money.
Oh, all right.
My brother-in-law, Ross, says the woman should get head.
Yes.
Why's everybody dying?
Woman should get head.
Lady, not woman.
Oh, the lady should get head. Lady.
You guys are dying to do that.
There's a big difference.
Well, you know, as the judge, I would order them to sell the company, to keep it in its entirety, sell the company to somebody else, and then split the cost of the company. There you go. Problem solved.
Thank you, Billy. We can move on now.
And then the woman gets all the head.
We got to get one more head in there. We had to get one more head in there before we move on, right? Jeez. All right, let's go ahead and close this out with topic changing music.
Oh, my garage. All right, here we go. We're going to have another topic now. I have no idea what it's going to be, but this is it.
All right, this is another what would you do? This whole show has been about, I'm getting
what would you do, yeah.
Or I guess I could come up with a title for this. This topic I like to call, would you or wouldn't you?
Would you or wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you? Yeah, there's no chew in it.
Wouldn't you?
And this whole show tonight has been about get to know the resistance fighters. Know what kind of people you're dealing with.
Because he wants to know if he can ask us to be in on this master crime plan that he has, or if he should tell us to not be part of it and not tell us at all about it. Yeah, that's what it is.
There it is. All right.
You're never going to get away with it.
Yeah.
A decade later, since his last role, word on the street is that William Shatner, also known as Captain Kirk, is going to go into space with Jeff Bezos, I think, next month when he boldly goes where no
I
man.
Read that, yeah.
Unfortunately, he's not boldly going where no man's gone before because man has gone there.
Yeah.
Now,
where no actor has gone before.
Right. And here's the most interesting thing about this story to me. A couple things. They are trying, I heard that they're trying to get him, or they're wondering, will he wear his Captain Kirk uniform when he goes up into space?
I'm not certain the Captain Kirk uniform fits
anymore. So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think he might use the Captain Kirk bathrobe.
Those uniforms are very elastic. I think he could stretch that thing on himself.
Oh, yeah, gosh.
And also, the second thing was, did y'all know that this mother truck is 90 years old?
Yes.
No, I did not know that.
I didn't know 90.
Huh?
I knew he was pretty darn old.
Wow. I did not know he was way up there, because that would make him the oldest person to, quote unquote, go into space. Because on the last Basil trip. He took this other lady up there, which had a cool name. Her name was something like Buck Willie. And she went up there. She was like 80 something.
Oh, cool.
Yo, it was Wally Funk. That was her name. Now, question to the resistance fighters, and I know you guys have been asked this a bazillion times. Would you catch a ride on the Bezos train to go up in space for 15, 20 minutes? Smots.
I wouldn't pay for it, but, you know, if an opportunity came, sure.
Wow. PWs?
No, I wouldn't go. Even though I'd love to be weightless.
It's a good one. And wouldn't we all?
Billy?
Yeah, if someone else was footing the bill, absolutely, I would not hesitate a chance to go to space.
Wow. And voice of reason?
I would give up my seat to the Shat. I mean, that's a great idea. Shatner, I like the idea of William Shatner going up there. I think that is really cool.
That is good. Well, like I said, the crew, they're just going, 66.5 miles up into space and to float around for a couple minutes in zero gravity. What I'm thinking is, to ask me would I go? Cuss word, no. Why in the heck would I? Why? There's no reason for me to do that.
Right.
You're like kind of chicken.
People forget your name immediately anyway.
Yeah.
They will forget my name.
Yeah.
The only reason you would do it was for the fame. Shatner goes up, they're going to remember that forever, that he actually did go into space.
Yeah, especially if I'm on the boat with him. He'd kill all my doggone publicity, wouldn't he? But no, there is no desire. Now, Smots, you said you would do it, and Billy said you would do it just for the experience?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, write about it still for a while.
What do you think you would experience?
My head, go ahead.
One of less than 100 civilians right now to go into space, and at least for the next 2 to 3 years. You know, they'll probably be doing a trip every 2 to 3 months here coming up soon.
Right, right.
Maybe more than that, but you know, I think you still have the experience. Now, 10 years from now, who knows? Maybe not. But I think right now, shoot, okay. I could capitalize on that.
Get you some free beer at the pub, huh?
Here's the thing, Spike. I watched the last group of people go on that Bezos flight.
Right.
Well, there was no elevator. So they had to walk up, you know, like 10 flights of stairs. I'm not doing that just to be weightless.
That's the deal breaker.
Exactly, yeah.
That's what'll keep you out.
If somebody carries me up there, fine, I'll go.
Yeah, like they're doing you a favor.
Yeah.
Billy, you said you would do the Star Trek thing. Why?
Well, I have to preface this by saying the first Jeff Bezos, in particular Jeff Bezos flight, disgusted me for reasons that I'm sure you'll ask me why. But sure. I would just want the experience of being in space, not for the notoriety or anything like that. I would literally... For the entire time we were in space, my face would be glued to one of the windows, be looking back at Earth. That would be an amazing,
yes, absolutely,
like life-altering experience for me.
Yes,
I get excited when I fly on American Airlines and look out the window.
Me too.
Hey, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Listen, to each his own. Everybody, because I was saying, Billy, they have a space. Lifeless thing in Orlando, don't they?
Oh, I don't care about the weightlessness. The weightlessness is that's part of why I was a little bit disgusted by the first flight, because those four people that were in that capsule, not a single one of them, at least in the footage that I saw, not a single one of them, they were there for the roller coaster ride. They went on a kajillion dollar roller coaster ride. They did not care about the fact that they were in space. Not a single one of them was actually looking out the window. And that I just thought was, I'm not doing that. I would want to be on the other, the SpaceX one that actually orbits a couple times. Yeah. And you're in space for a couple days. That's the one I would love. Yeah. If somebody wanted to buy my ticket for that, I would love it.
Except I don't know if I can keep from taking a dump for 3 days. You know, that's got to be awful.
Are you not allowed to take a dump on that?
No, you have to take a dump. Like in front of the other three people.
It's where it depends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not to get off the subject, but how does depends work for dumps? I thought it just worked for liquid. It worked for solids too?
Yeah.
It's like a baby. What do you think a baby's poop? Where do you think a baby's poop goes? Into the diaper.
I know, but as a baby, I don't know it.
Right. As an adult, you do.
Actually, when a baby does that, you do know it.
Yes, you certainly do know it.
It smells a lot.
I stand corrected. You're right. Listen, okay, so I've learned a lot about
you. And you and the boys have just some love affair. You all loving each other. Oh, my God, boys, that was the most intelligent thing ever.
Actually, I don't fly on, like, fancy schmancy airlines like American, but I do like to look out the plane's window.
Yeah.
Why you say first class, Smots? You get a bigger window.
I only fly first class when they give me the upgrade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Only when they give you the upgrade. Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Me too.
Billy wants to go up there just to see what she can Google.
To Google in space. Look out into space. And look down at the Earth.
You can Google that. Smots wants to do it. So
that's
you get
not the same thing.
Get some free beer at his local water.
Smots home. Can't go. Let's face it. American Standard has already made its ruling on him.
Oh, right. Exactly.
Yeah, really.
He cannot go.
Probably a smart ruling, too.
Yes. Because that stuff doesn't come out without a lot of gas.
Oh, exactly.
So, anyway, well, with that being said, it has been an interesting, interesting Spike on the Mic show. We learned a lot about
each other. Shut up, Spike.
So, what I'll have to do, ladies and gentlemen, I'll have to go around the room.
Oh, no.
And ask the resistance fighters, what did they learn today? No, I'm sorry. What stuck with you? So, I'll start out with you. Billy, what stuck with you tonight?
That Spike is a criminal mastermind in the making.
All right. PW, what stuck with you?
That someone named Buck Willie went into space.
Willie.
Yeah, wow. He said it, Buck Willie.
don't Google it. Trust it. All right, and Voice of Reason.
Schmatz.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why do you have, like, the generic brand? I mean, just do the real one.
It's cheaper.
It's cheaper.
I don't fly on fancy schmancy airlines like American.
Yeah.
Does it work the same way?
What's that?
Does it work the same way?
I mean, the ingredients are the same.
Yeah.
But you don't have the issues? I mean, I know I take a lot of generic things, but some things are not worth generic. If I'm taking one of those, I got a good reason to take one of those.
Believe me. You can take my endorsement. These work.
Let me bring the listening audience into here. The Voice of Reason is showing some pills of anti-diarrhea.
Yes, yeah. Anti-diarrhea.
It's Imodium.
Imodium. Imodium.
Anti means it stops you from doing it, right?
Yes.
Yes.
It firms you up.
Well, what people don't realize is you have to insert the Imodium.
That would free us to talk about anything.
Yeah, okay. So Voice of Reason, you never answered our question. What stuck with you tonight?
Same thing that stuck with Schmatz.
To the back.
The beginning of this.
The paint and the porcelain, right?
Yes.
It's an important topic.
Yeah. Paint the porcelain.
All right. And so I dread to ask you then, Mr. William Smots, what stuck with you tonight?
Well, it's the fact what's sticking with me is 7:59 and you totally skipped over your big A word.
Word of the day.
Yeah.
Bad for bringing that up. Well, the big A word of the
day. Who's beeping?
Not me.
Not me.
Not me. Go. What's the big A word of the day? Quick.
I think it's to get, if you're a cop or something like that, you're trying to get someone to give false testimony.
Suborn.
That actually means to persuade to do something illegal.
Oh, so, okay. Subordinate.
Oh, so that's what Spike's trying to get us to do.
Suborn, yeah.
It all ties together.
Really? You got it. You nailed it.
I love it.
Really? What I learned is that you guys have wrapped me out in a heartbeat. ladies and gentlemen, This is the Spike on the Mic Show, and we.
But, you know, I would rant you out, but it's what you're saying. It's better you than me, even though you're the one that did it.
Yes. On that note, we're gonna get out of this mother. I'll holler back at y'all next week. One.